Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Tight end. We've been talking about it forever, and we have a long-term solution, and it's Drew Sample, the guy that's been here all along. All right? you thought I was going to say Gesicki, didn't you? But Gesicki, only a one-year deal, but hey, very exciting. A guy I didn't really talk about much because I didn't think it was really in the cards. I thought he wanted too much money. I thought taking a one-year prove-it deal with the Patriots, never thought he'd come back and take a one-year far less money deal with the Bengals after that. Kind of odd. Didn't see that coming. It's a bold strategy, Cotton. We'll see if it pays off for him. So that was weird. But here we are. They got him for a year. They got him dirt cheap. I think it's a hell of a 1-2 punch. You know, Gesicki is a glorified wide receiver. Big, big, tall dude. Can run like a bastard. All right. Gives you a lot in the pass game. But a glorified receiver nonetheless. And as we all know, Drew Sample is a blocking tight end. I don't know. I don't think I did that right. But anyway, somehow that became a bad word. That's four letters in Bengals speak. But anywho, look, they compliment each other very nicely. I think Sample really stepped up, and like there were times when he just didn't look like athletic, like wasn't catching balls and stuff in the past. And now I think those days are gone. Well, hopefully, I don't know. That was a bit dramatic. But you didn't really see that stuff this year. I feel like he was kind of in better shape and moving around a little bit better. I think he was in bad shape before. I don't know. Like maybe he's more confident or something. But I thought Drew Sample played quite a bit better last year. And now you got him back, you know, and you got that piece. And you know, he's a guy that they believe in. He's a guy they like. They think it's important. They always have. And they got a 3-year deal. So they're not playing, you know, the one-year rent-a-tight-end game anymore with him. But does that mean that they are comfortable? I kind of doubt it. So I think because Gesicki's on only a one-year deal, I would say they probably bring back Tanner Hudson so you can get him dirt cheap. And they probably, you know, consider a mid-to-late-round tight end to see if they can find a guy, you know, who's going to be a little bit more permanent fixture for them. A Theo Johnson might make some sense because, you know, he's a Penn State tight end, big, tall, long, fast guy in that Gesicki kind of mold. So if you don't sign Gesicki a long time, if you get, you know, Gesicki-like, Gesicki 2.0, if you will. I don't know. I mean, there's some other guys that kind of reminded me of him as well. But yeah, maybe it's kind of in that mid-round that it makes sense to do that. I think now you are looking for more of a pass catcher because you have the blocking guy locked down. You got the block down on the lockdown. I don't know. But, so I think that, a Brevin Spanford or whatever. Yeah, he's out. He's a ham and eggs guy. He's not Tip Ryman. That sounds like a fake newscaster's name. But, you know, I don't see those guys happening anymore because of Sample. You know, I think it's more the Theo Johnsons, the Jaheim Bells, you know, maybe an Eric All. Like, because that's kind of a flyer. Probably a late kind of thing. So I think those are, that's the route you you look to go at this point. And, yeah. But I'm excited. I think that 1-2 punch is going to be really nice, regardless of what else they do, if they get anything else. You know, they don't have to draft a guy. They don't. They can. They don't have to. A lot of words there, but you know what I mean. So we'll see how it goes. And I like where they're at. I think Gesicki's an excellent signing and really an incredible signing when you look at the value of it. I think he also gives you that because he is a glorified receiver. Like, does he take a little of the burn off of not having Tyler Boyd, you know? Or, you know, doing something different in the slot? Does he take a little of that burn off? Does he also give you that guy that, like, especially with this, you know, with the size and the athletic ability and the edge that you can flop him, you know, because you're going to play him in the slot a lot anyway. But, you know, can you flop him with a Chase, with a Higgins, create some inside matchups for those guys, but still have great matchups for him, you know, put him against some tiny corners out there or something? Is he, you know, a guy that you can use him and Drew Sample in the formation at the same time? Now you're technically in 12 personnel. You technically can put him in, you know, you can, and you will, have him put his hand down. You can use him as a move guy, but you can still create extra gaps from that 12 personnel look, and you can still have Drew Sample be the attached tight end, and he's the split out guy. Now we're running 11 personnel formations. So it gives you the ability to do a lot of different things there. And I think, you know, that's the good thing about, you know, looking at a future without Tyler Boyd is that you, like, and I feel terrible saying that. I love Boyd. But, like, now you look at it and maybe it gives you the ability to do some more things because you don't feel like, well, I got to have my dudes on the field. These are my dudes. You know, I can't be running out there in 12 personnel for half a damn game. Now you can do that. And you can play different things because putting Drew Sample on the field and taking off Charlie Jones or whoever, you don't feel so bad about that. But yeah, you can use that versatility. You can still run that same stuff because your 12 personnel can basically be an 11 personnel with a big slot in Mike Gesicki. Gives you a lot of flexibility, gives you ability to get the defense in a lot of different looks. You can really play the cat and mouse game. And now we really see what these, you know, offensive staff's about. You know, it really helps you game plan to do quite a bit more in using your personnel. So, I am Emetic. Tight ends, baby. Tight ends. Exciting stuff. This is Coach Speak. Hopefully, by the time you hear this, it is pointless because we're talking about something much bigger. What that is, I have no idea. I didn't know about the last couple things. What am I, freaking psychic? No, I'm not. So anyway, I'm Emetic, Coach Speak. Coming back at you. Lots of free agency news coming up. Who did?